Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve DiBianco, just celebrating his 18th anniversary with us. Steve is a executive director of NetChoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Right, Jim. We're a nonprofit trade association representing online and e-commerce companies. Our mission is pretty simple. We want to make the Internet safe for free enterprise and free expression. And safe means free of regulation and taxes that get in the way, but it also means free of consumer harm that could happen when people break their ethics, like we discussed before the break at the Facebook case.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out and support the work that Steve does, Steve and his organization, and that's netchoice.org. Steve, one of the things we were talking in the previous segment about what Facebook has gotten themselves into, how associating with other people got them into trouble by not having certain controls and certain expectations, even though they had a contract. And you did the best job of anybody I've heard in a week of explaining what exactly happened. Now, here's one thing that I want to point out that Zuckerberg said, and I thought it was very telling, and it's exactly the point that I've been trying to make for a long time now and that I made in my book. He said he would welcome regulations, the regulatory state, basically, or whatever term he used, he would welcome some kind of regulation on his company or his industry. Again, I forgot exactly how he said it. But in my mind, what he said was, we're not capable. We haven't really thought about. We are not able to install our own ethics in our own platform. We need the government to come in and help us, which in my opinion is the most astonishing thing someone who's driving the future of digital would say. What do you think?
I think that fits well with the story you wanted to tell, Jim, but think about it. Every business in America is regulated today. The Federal Trade Commission and every single state attorney general can prosecute any business that they do unfair, deceptive practices to consumers. That's the Federal Trade Commission's job. In 2011, Facebook paid a massive fine and was put under a 20-year consent decree by the Federal Trade Commission. They are regulated, Jim. Radio show is regulated.
I believe they're regulated, but my point is he was saying, in response to a breach of ethics, he was saying, come in and regulate that. And I'm saying no business ever said to the government, regulate me to make me behave ethically. Every business owner I know says, I don't need the government to tell me to behave ethically or to install ethical practices in my business. And he did that.
Jim, that's your view. That's not what I believe.
What do you think?
Tell
me where I'm wrong.
Jim, Facebook is regulated. All businesses are regulated, as we just discussed. And his point is that the business is not free from regulation. They do operate under a consent decree, and they are regulated.
But I assume what he meant was regulate some new regulations based on this recent event.
Yeah, it's interesting because there was a professor at Cambridge University who broke the trust, who breached the data. And I don't know how regulation of Facebook here in the United States would have made any difference on that.
I completely agree.
It's going to take a court
that.
In England to go after that professor who broke his ethics.
Right.
Is the one who needs to be prosecuted. So does Cambridge Analytica, who then bought the data and used it.
But Steve, realize this, though. All that regulation, and this is the point I've been trying to make, all that regulation is after the breach, after Humpty Dumpty's cracked, after the damage is done. You can't put that back in the bottle. It's already been done. And no amount of regulation by a government is going to change that.
So what? Let's be clear what was done. People whose public profile in Facebook, their name or their hometown, gender, that public information was vacuumed up by Cambridge Analytica.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about access to your credit cards, your personal information. This is
but
this
it was
is public
beyond
profile
what people
information.
Thought was going to happen to them, isn't it? Isn't that reasonable?
Well, I think it is, because if I'm one of the friends, one of those 50 million friends, you know what? I didn't have a choice about
That's
whether
right.
that professor
That's
had
right.
access to my public profile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the truth is that professor could go onto the Internet every day and look at the public profile.
Right.
But the idea that he got access through the app is a little unnerving.
Hey, Steve, I don't know anybody I'd rather discuss this with than you. You're the best. He's a high performer, folks. I'll tell you that. I have to wear my tennis shoes to hang out with him. Hey, good job today, Steve. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for all you do, Jim.
And thanks for 18 great years. Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen, netchoice.org. Check out that website. Support what they do. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.